Welcome, everybody. Share number 1580. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabar Aziz, Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, and the four Shlema Yaakov Ben Sarah, getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about the halachas of paper, notebooks, in reference, in conjunction with Muksa, of course, paper, notebooks where possibly there's Divrei Torah written, other things. Again, we're not talking about at all right now about notebooks whereby people have cheshbonis. Those are different things. It could be shtari had yotis. It could be also muksa machmas chasar and kiss in reference to what they have written over there, right? They have certain cheshbonis written on certain pieces of paper or certain notebooks whereby if I lose that, I'm in big trouble. That's not the case. Right now, we're just talking about stam, plain paper, notebooks, machberis, the old-fashioned machberis, these type of things. So the Reb Simcha Ben Imkon brings down, he has a beautiful sefer on Muksa also, page 172. So what's the story? He brings down a reference to blank notebooks, pads, these type of things. And now I want to make it clear, we're not talking about the sticky pads and these things pulling off the paper from the sticky pads. All that we are not supposed to be using on Shabbos. In general, the sticky pads, you know, pulling off the note pads, those yellow, whereby it has the glue. That's not the issue also at all. It's a regular notebook or a loose leaf, possibly. So you have two different types. You have the old machberis type whereby it's all in one binding, right? I have a notebook of blank papers where I write. And it's all in one binding. Then you have what's called a loose leaf, right? A regular loose leaf whereby the pages are loose. That's what a loose leaf is. You open it up and then you pull out the pages. In general, opening up a loose leaf is not a problem on Shabbos. Obviously, as we understand, the actual opening itself, because it's made to open and close. There's no question of boim and saiser or something like that, fixing or destroying or whatever. It's made to open and close. So the opening of the loose leaf is not the issue. Those metal, around the prongs. But what about the paper per se itself? So he says like this on page 172, blank notebooks and pads on Muksa. He does bring down Taka Machmas Chasar in case, according to all authorities, since people are careful that they do not get ruined. However, it is permitted to turn the blank pages of a notebook in order to get the written pages. So that's an interesting point. Okay, so he brings that from Shalmei Yehuda, number on the bottom from Reb Shlomo Zalman Norbach, Zadik Levacha, on both of them. So he says like this. So that's the plain again, blank notebooks, pads, where people use, you know, for regular writing, would be mach in general, and not the scribbling, these type of things, which we spoke about, that the regular scrap paper, we said a scrap paper is klisha malachta leheter, we spoke about last time, he said, but we did say also typing, computer paper, graph paper, these type of things would be muksa machmas chasar and kiss. Again, muksa machmas chasar and kiss, like we've been talking about constantly, is where one is mach, but it shouldn't be used for something else, and thereby getting destroyed. The scrap paper, that's what scrap paper is. Scrap paper is made to be used for something else, right? Scrap paper is used for junk, as they say in English, right? So that would be klisha malachta leheter. We said typing, computer, graph paper, these are things which somebody does not, bedafka, not want them to be used for something else, shouldn't get ruined or whatever, so thereby it falls on the machmas chasarin kiss, we said. Right? He brought that down also from the Pnimei Hama'or, Michtevei, also a Agarim Shlem Zalman, and so on. Okay, so now getting back to what we were talking about, so regular blank notebooks are empty, right? Empty paper. It's these things that I do use, let's say, for writing Divrei Torah, these type of things, let's say. I'm just giving an example. And it's not scrap paper, obviously. Machmas Chasar and Kiss would fall under Machmas Chasar and Kiss, according to everybody he brings down. We spoke about all the different shitas last time, how, what, when, and where, since people are careful that they do not get ruined. I have my notebook whereby I write my Chadushe Torah, and let's say it's empty. I'm going to be starting to write on Sunday, Monday, whatever. I'm careful. I don't want it to be, just thrown around or whatever. I don't want the pages getting ruined, messed up. I also don't want them getting bent. I know myself. I want them to be nice and clean. I'll be able to read it, right? So person's makbid on that. However, he brings down that it would be allowed to turn the blank pages of a notebook in order to get to the written pages. Now, so I have the machberis. I have the notebook. Not a loose leaf. We'll talk about a loose leaf separate. I have the old machberis that we used to have, right? And half of it is written, my divrei Torah, I already wrote in it, right? I wrote words of Torah in it. Fine. So now What about the rest of it? I'm opening it up. I have to turn a few blank pages to get to my written pages whereby I have my Divrei Torah. So he says that would be allowed. He brings that down from Taka from the Igris Moshe and others. Also Rabbi Shlomo Zalman from the, again, the Pnimei Ha'ar, Hamar, he brings down also from the Oz Nidbaru and so on. Okay, so he says, however, it would be allowed to turn the blank pages of a notebook in order to get to the written pages, since all the pages are bound together, right? So the old notebooks, the machberes, where they're all bound together, but that it's all considered like one. We did not consider each page separately. It's not like one page, right? It's each page. We don't consider that they're all separate. Rather, we consider the entire pair, the single unit. It's all one. Part of which is usable on Shabbos. I have my divrei Torah there that I need, right? I have the things in there that are written that I taka use on Shabbos, that I will use on Shabbos. That's not muksa, right? I want to open it up. I want to chazero for my learning. I want to review whatever. So that's okay. I have to turn the other pages. Okay. So this renders the entire pair as a non-muksa item. So therefore, in those case and times, I have things written in there that I'm allowed to read on Shabbos, like learning and the Torah and so on. So this will render the entire pair non-muksa. On Shabbos, and one would taka be allowed to turn. That's what he brings down. Those pages again from the Igris Moshe and others. He brings that down. Thank you for listening. We'll continue Bezras Hashem next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.